that we are, and when we stand, I think from heaven, oh, stable land, higher plane than I have found. My breath might be on higher ground. I want to stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
You know, I sometimes get excited when I'm studying the Word of God. And, well, let me say that I always get excited because it's God speaking to me personally from His Word, and He's giving me His Word, and I have it, the King James Bible. And I get excited when I'm able to open the book, and I'm able to look there, and as God speaks to my heart. And I pray that you're letting God speak to your heart, and you're studying His Word. Well, last time we were looking at Ephesians chapter 4, and I really get excited when I read this, because the Bible says in verse 4 of Ephesians 4, there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One hope. There's only one way to heaven, and that's what it's speaking of here, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we left off last time, and I had read Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. Paul had a hope, and that hope was to serve God until it was time for him to go home. Now, I believe that was his goal. And in fact, in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14, Paul said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I think we all need to be pressing toward that mark. And right now, the mark for me is to do what I can to serve God. I'm pressing toward that mark. I'm doing what God wants me to do. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. We all who name Jesus Christ as Savior, we have that high calling. The high calling is to serve Jesus Christ, because he first loved us. The Bible says, and I've said this many times, that we are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine that? That we have the privilege of serving our Savior. We have the privilege of serving our Heavenly Father, and he has appointed us as ambassadors. You say, well, how do I become an ambassador for Christ? Well, you need to get saved. You need to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And then you can become a representative of God. You can become a representative of heaven by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Ask him to come into your heart, and you become an ambassador for him. Well, Paul said in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Well, we talked about one hope, one Lord, one hope, and the hope, the prize, the high calling in Jesus Christ. He's given us a high calling. But notice what Paul said in Philippians 3:14. He talks about the mark. Well, what is the mark? I believe the mark was the finish line. And may we, as saved people, as we cross the finish line, as we reach the mark, as Paul the Apostle said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 9, he said, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Did you know that you're going to receive something for just saying, Lord, I'm looking for you. I pray, Lord, that you would come soon. Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In that verse 8 of 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, therefore, or henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. That's a crown that we can receive. And how can we receive that? It says, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me, Paul says at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Are you looking for the Lord? Are you serving the Lord? If you're serving the Lord, certainly you're looking for Him because you want to hear Him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Well, Paul said he was looking for the prize. He says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." The hope, the prize, the high calling in Jesus Christ, the finish line, the mark, the finish line. And when our days are over here, that's the finish line for us on this earth. And we need to be looking forward to that as we've served the Lord here on this earth. And not only that, we look forward to seeing Him because we are saved. And we're going to see Him, and He's going to look at us, and He's going to welcome us home. And I believe that He's going to introduce us to God the Father. It'll be something like, I believe He's going to say, "These are the ones, and this is the one." Now, I think it's going to be personal. "This is the one I died for. I gave my life for. I shed my blood on the cross for this person." And let me say that He shed His blood for Lewis, for me. And He's going to present me to the Heavenly Father because He gave His life for me. And when He does that, when the Lord does that, I believe that's going to bring honor and glory to the Heavenly Father. Why? Because the Heavenly Father sent His Son to die for me. He loved me so much that He sent His Son to give His life for me on the cross of Calvary, and to be buried, and to rise from the grave. He shed His blood for me, and the Father is getting all the glory because I'm there then with Jesus Christ and with the Heavenly Father who loved me so much. And of course, Jesus loved me so much that He laid down His life for me. He didn't stay dead. He laid His life down, but He raised His life up again. He was alive forevermore. And because He lives, I can live. And so do you if you've trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. Well, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 10, it says, "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall." Well, you do certain things, and it's talking here. Now, some people read that verse, and they believe that if they do something wrong, that they're going to lose their salvation if they've been saved. Of course, they have to have been saved before they believe that. But let me qualify that. Some people are not saved, and they believe that other people, if they do something wrong, who are saved, if they see someone do something wrong, you say, "Well, that person can't be saved. They've done something wrong. They're on their way to hell." Well, that's not the case. That's not what it's talking about here. I'm going to read that verse again. "Wherefore, the rather, brethren," he's speaking here to saved people, "give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall." Well, notice the terms here, "shall never fall." Well, this means to me that we are to always remember. We're to keep in mind that the Lord has called us, as He does with everybody, to salvation. We're to remember that the first thing is He calls us. And you remember, I spoke and I said that God speaks to everybody's heart. I believe there's not going to be any person that is, no person is going to have an excuse when they stand before God at the white throne judgment. If they've never been saved, that's where they're going to stand. And they're not going to have an excuse and say, "Well, nobody ever told me about how to get saved or anything." No, the Bible teaches me that there's no person with an excuse. Because everybody, I believe, the Holy Spirit speaks to everybody in this world and gives them an opportunity to know Jesus as Savior. The Bible tells me that Jesus made this statement. He says, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." And that means women too, of course. He's going to draw people. It doesn't mean that He's going to save everybody. He could if they would come to Him. That simply means that He's speaking to the heart through the Holy Spirit of lost people in this world. "Shall never fall" means that they are always to remember. We, as saved people, we're to keep in mind that the Lord has called us, He's spoken to us, and He's brought us to salvation through His Son, Jesus Christ, the Lord. It goes deeper than that. We were called and we accepted the call of God to repentance. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 13 says, "But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now remember, if you need something, you need to ask for it. If you are out of something, you need something, you go to the store and you walk in and you don't necessarily ask for it. You go to the shelf and you pick it up. But then in a sense, you're asking for it. You've asked the grocer to carry these things, and you support that grocery store, and you go in and you get something because you need it. Well, a sinner needs repentance. But notice what this means, I believe, this verse. I'm going to read the verse again now, Matthew 9:13. "But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Now Luke chapter 15 and verse 7 says this, "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance." You see, sinners are those who listen to the Lord's voice and accept Jesus Christ as Savior. Well, the righteous in Luke chapter 15 and verse 7, these righteous people are those people who think they're all right, that they need nothing, that they're in need of nothing to go to heaven. They believe they're going to make it on their own without Jesus Christ. Well, that is not true. Every person needs Jesus Christ in order to go to heaven. And that righteous person that Luke 15, 7 is talking about is that person who is right in his or her own eyes, just as the Pharisees thought they were all right. They persecuted Christ. They thought they were more religious or more apt to go to heaven than Jesus Christ was. Now, these people, the Pharisees and these people who believe that they're all right without Jesus, these people believe they will go to heaven because of their good works, believing they have no need to go God's way, and this is through Jesus Christ, believing in family tradition. Well, mom and dad did it this way, and it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me. Well, let me qualify that. If mom and dad believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and they got saved, that is the right way. But so many times we hear of and we see how that someone will depend on old family traditions of going to heaven. This may be getting baptized. This may be doing certain good works. This may be paying money into the church. This may be doing penance, worshiping Mary, and so forth and so on. In other words, that righteous person says, "I need nothing from God." And this is something that we need to keep in mind, that these people who believe that, they need to be saved, and we need to impart to them the word of God. Now, you can't force them to get saved, but you can tell them, "Thus saith the Lord," from the book. You can tell them from God's word what they need to do in order to be saved. That's simply to accept the free gift of salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." And the Bible says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And we need to let people know that as we go forth in this world, helping other individuals know that they can be saved. Now, people are religious. Many people are religious, but lost. And they need to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, so that they can go to heaven and we'll see them one day. And they'll be presented to God the Father, and God the Father will receive all glory because Jesus Christ came into this world. He first loved us.